Welcome to the Grad Chat with Jeannie Zillox, Liana Caffrey, and Kara Haas. If you're interested in some student stories and learning more about graduate programs or grad school as a whole, you're in the right place. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome, everyone, to Grad Chat. I am Jeannie Zillox. I am the Associate Vice President of Graduate and Continuing Education, and I have with me today our Associate Director, Liana Caffrey. Good afternoon, Liana.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Lisa.
And Lisa Partington is our special guest today. Lisa is a graduate of the Product Management Program. So thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So Lisa, let's just get started with a little bit about you, how you heard about this program and kind of where you were in your career or your life when you decided to do it.
Okay. Well, I've been at my current company for, at the time, it was about 21 years. And I had been in different roles, including product management, and I had moved into a proposal management role. And I had said I was never, ever, ever going back to school. Never.
People always say that. Yeah.
my bachelor's was in health management and policy, and I've been working at a more of a defense and aerospace company in high tech. So health management and policy, a lots of experience in high tech, and I loved it. I loved my product management experience, but I always hated school, and I was doing okay without it. And then one night I'm scrolling on Facebook and I see this product management at Merrimack College program pop up on my screen. And I'm like, huh, that's really interesting. Let me just click it. And I clicked it. And then I start surfing on the website and I start seeing what the courses were. And my reaction wasn't, this is scary. It was, oh, that class sounds kind of fun. Oh, that sounds really interesting. And I continued to check into it a little bit more. And I realized I did not need to go take graduate admissions exams, which was a huge worry of mine. I had been out of college for 20 years, more than 20 years. Taking a graduate admissions exam was really daunting. So I'd hit the get more information button. And I think within a few hours, I received a phone call from somebody who talked to me about the program. And I left that phone call thinking, this is really, really exciting. And I set up a meeting with the program director, Jeff Hovis. And a few days later, I talked to him. I'm like, wow, this is really exciting. And then I went to my husband. I'm like, I kind of have been doing a thing the last couple of days. And I think I'm going to apply. I don't know if I'm going to attend, but I think I'm going to at least apply. It can't hurt to apply, right?
That's right.
And so that is how I got to Merrimack College. Not the most informed decision. I didn't go out and research other programs, other anything. I just kind of happened on it, and everything started to sound right and feel right.
Great. So obviously you applied, mm-hmm. and you were accepted.
Yes.
So then what happened? You got really excited and you said to your husband, guess what?
I'm going back to school. And I'm like, and by the way, it starts in just a couple of weeks. So I think I applied in December and I started in the January term.
Great.
And so it happened very quickly, which was good because there's very little time to have that almost like buyer's remorse. I was a little afraid, I was apprehensive, but very little time to have that buyer's remorse going into it. But I should tell you too, I thought the application process was relatively easy, straightforward. It made sense. It was a little challenging to go back and get old official transcripts, but I did it. It was exciting. Talking to my employer, watching their faces change as I'm like, hey, I think I'm going to go back to school. It was also a fun and exciting part of the process. So
did your employer offer any employee assistance? Did they encourage,
yes.
Are you going back to school?
Yeah, I was very fortunate to have support both at home and at work. So, you know, my husband immediately said, absolutely apply, go for it. And when I was accepted, he's like, okay, absolutely. Let's pay the tuition. Let's do it. You know, you can always stop if it doesn't work out. Nobody said you have to. So got nothing to lose. My employer reimbursed, I think it was whatever the tax minimum was per year, I think 56 something per calendar year.
Right.
And they were very supportive. You know, my colleagues were all very supportive of my schedule. Sometimes I'd ask for a day off, not for vacation or fun, but because maybe I had a little homework to do. Sometimes I would have to be rushing a team along on something because, look, I got to get off I got to hang up. I've got class tonight. I've got to go. So you got to help me out here. Get this done. So everybody, I was very fortunate to have that support both on the work side and on my personal side.
And so, sorry, I got there first.
Go ahead.
So Lisa, can you sort of describe your course schedule and how that jived with work? Mm-hmm. Did you take one class at a time? Did you take more than one? Classes are online. So how did you make it work and how long did it take you to finish the master's degree?
Okay. So first of all, I would say all the classes are online and I would not have been able to manage this if I was driving to work, then driving to school, then driving home. I'm very fortunate that I'm able to work from home. So it was very easy for me to go from work to school online. It made it very feasible. My course schedule, I usually did one class at a time. There were a couple exceptions where I'd have maybe a 2-credit class, and I think I did two of them a couple times. And I think I had a 1-credit class, so I think I did a 2 and a 1 and had 3 credits one semester. Generally, the way it worked was one night a week I'd have class, usually on Monday or Tuesday night. The classes were usually 1.5 to 2 hours long. My first homework assignments would be due on Wednesday night, and those were usually message board, relatively short, thoughtful assignments. And then the balance of my homework would be due on the Sunday night by midnight, all electronically. And again, that was usually, depending on the course, it could have been little essay questions. It could have been longer essay questions. It could have been answering questions about something I read. It could have been doing case responses. Maybe it was responding to exercises in a textbook. It just depended on which class I was taking at the time. Overall timing, I think it was probably, if I had to put hours to it, I think it was probably about 6 hours per credit that I spent in my personal life working. So if I was taking, a 4-credit class, I might be on a busy week, I might be doing up to 24 hours worth of homework between class and homework on the side. But I found it manageable. I think one of the things I thought was also very helpful is that the program's flexible. So that if I had a busier schedule coming up at work, rather than a sign up for the 4-credit class, maybe I could take one of the 2-credit classes, which was a little less work, or I could take one of the 8-week periods off. I think I took, I did do that once. Total took me about 19 months to complete my degree from start to finish.
Right. That's so you great. Said before that when you were scrolling on Facebook and you started to see what the courses mm-hmm. were and they seemed exciting to you, did you then find that to be true when you got into the classes? And were there any classes that kind of stood out as, wow, I really needed to learn this mm-hmm. or something that kind of surprised you?
So I think that the first thing I'll say is this program is through the School of Engineering. And that scared me initially because I'm not an engineer. And so I was very apprehensive potentially coming into that I would be with engineers and I'd be technically out of my league. Mm-hmm. But what I found with my job experience and then doing the program, that was not the case at all. It was very enjoyable, as a matter of fact, to be working with a combination of people from different backgrounds, some with experience and professionally, some that are just coming out of school. As far as the classes, I enjoyed every one of the classes I took through the School of Engineering. Absolutely loved them. They were fun. I could relate something back to work on almost a daily basis, or either relate something at work to something we were talking about in school, or there was something in school that I could be like, ah, yes, there was this example from work. And so I found it to be very applicable to what I was doing. And very easy, I don't want to say easy to do my homework, but there was always something in the discussion questions that you could draw on to marry those two things together, real life and work. And I think that's one of the things that I missed about school back when I did it before, is it was just classes. You didn't understand how what you were learning in the classroom actually related back to what you were doing at work. And coming in and being able to make those connections was fun, yeah, and enlightening and enjoyable.
And you could probably then have a discussion with your colleagues about what you were learning in class, and they benefited from it too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
There were many times, again, I was so fortunate at work, and that there were times where maybe we were talking about some sort of testing, and I wasn't quite understanding it. We were reading about it in the textbook. We talked about it in class. It wasn't quite clicking. So I hung up the phone, hung up my Zoom class. And the next day I went to work, and I called one of the mechanical engineers there. And I'm like, hey, you wouldn't have enough little time to talk to me, would you? And he's like, okay, sure. And I'm like, can you explain, here's the concept at school. How do we do this at our company? Because if I can understand how we do it at our company, I'm going to have that aha moment. Mm-hmm. And he spent 20 minutes with me on the phone. He probably would have spent 2 hours with me on the phone. Telling me about it. I'm like, ah, now I understand how this is applicable. So it was fun to go have those conversations after and help piece everything together.
Wonderful.
I'm so glad you said all of that, because, I think so many people they're afraid to go back to school, right? What is it going to be like? But I think you said it well, it's really a completely different experience, right? When you have had that work experience and you're mm-hmm. going in with that knowledge and you're just kind of expanding on it, and then talking to people who are sort of in that same boat and learning from your classmates And so I'm glad you made that point, because I think a lot of students feel like, oh, is it going to be right for me? Am I going to be able to handle this? But at the end of the day, you surprise yourself and it's fun, like you said.
Right.
Yeah.
I've missed it. I'll be very honest. It's especially after I finished my capstone project and was done. I felt a great sense of relief. It was wonderful. I graduated. And then it was like, but now what? I missed the class time. I missed the dialogues. I've missed those interchanges. I've missed that, like, oh, that's really cool and fun. Yeah. I enjoyed my capstone projects and my other projects. And those were things that I could, when I did my project and I met with Professor Hovis and we talked about what it was, I structured my projects to be something that fit my company. I was able to use my company product. I was able to use some of my company processes, and I was able to structure them to be something that I could take back to work and reuse there. So it was enjoyable doing all of that. And I left with an artifact that I could use at work. And yeah, that was great. It was great. So,
yeah, I mean, it's real world stuff, right? It's
mm-hmm.
applicable knowledge. It's things that you can yep. take with you, right? It's not just about learning. It's about advancing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Lisa, can you sort of share with us a little bit about how you interacted with other students in the program and the professors? What was the community like? How was that done?
Yeah, sure. So the bulk of the community, the entire community was online and via Zoom. Many of my classes, we were strongly encouraged to be on camera, and I always, uh, I, I, I don't like being on camera for work meetings, but I was always on camera for school meetings. It helped me stay more focused, and it helped me engage with my colleagues, especially on the engineering side. The classes were much smaller, so we were very much encouraged to dialogue in class that way. Outside of class, everything is on Canvas, I think you were using, or
Canvas. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. Because we switched somewhere in between. But so we were on Canvas, and within Canvas, there's almost like a page for each of the classes. So you could see who all of your teachers were, you know, who all of your classmates were. You could interact with them there. And there were also message board features there. We were challenged, and I think all of my classes, we were challenged each week with discussion topics where we actually had to go in and post our own responses and exchange with our colleagues there, our classmates, and talk there. And so that was one way we engaged. The other thing that I found is one of the other classmates, he and I started at the exact same time in the exact same program, and we were both returning students. So we were probably closer in age and experience than everything else. And we started to find that our classes were constantly the same. We were in step with everything. So we kind of naturally became, school friends. And we would frequently communicate on the side about, which of the business classes are you taking? Which of the electives are you taking? Oh, I'll take that one too, so we can do it together. So we have a friend or somebody we know in class. And so he and I, we communicated much more because we were chatting via email. We jumped on Zoom calls occasionally to talk about homework assignments. We would jump on to talk about our projects together. So it was another person to bounce things off of. And
that's nice. That's great. Thank you.
So Lisa, are there any particular classes that really stand out for you as favorites, or professors maybe that were favorites?
So yes, so the I loved Professor Hovis's classes. So all of my product management ones were just, I loved those classes. I looked forward to them. All of those were great. When I go and I think about the business classes, one of them that really stood out for me is, I'll back up a little bit. I did not do the data science class. I got an exception for one of the data science classes. I did one of them, and then the second class I got an exception for, and I ended up subbing a business statistics class. And that business statistics class was amazing. I did not ever understand how statistics could be used at work. And the way it was explained to me, the way the professor laid everything out, I had that aha moment about statistics. And I went into it with fear about doing the class. I left it disappointed that I couldn't go take his follow-up class because I didn't have any more credit, because I wanted to learn how do I build on this now, because I could actually see the applicability of using what he was teaching us in my job, both as a product manager and as a proposal manager. And I wanted to build on it. So that class was probably the biggest surprise to me out of everything.
Well, Lisa, I've got some really good news. Mm-hmm. You can always come back and take that class.
I knew you were going to say that, Leon.
Well, so here's the other one I'm contemplating. I keep thinking I might reach out to Professor Hovis to ask him about the, I did the complex technical products, so more of the hardware tangible products. But I'm very curious about some of the curriculum around the software side of the side of things. I've said to my husband, I'm like, I wonder if I can audit those classes, because even I'm like, I don't need to go get the degree in it, but I want to learn, are there different pieces there? How does that piece work? So yes, I've thought about that, and that second statistics class, which is a shock for me to say. So
Well, you can audit classes, just so you know. If you're interested in that, you can let us know and we can set that up for you.
It's good to know.
And so what year did you graduate? Was it just last year?
I just graduated this past August.
Okay. So what has changed for you, if anything, sort of at work or even just how you feel about yourself and your accomplishments?
So for me, at work, nothing changed at work. I didn't do this because I knew, because there would be an immediate change for me at work. I knew that I loved product management. Maybe someday I'll go back into product management where I am. My opportunities for growth were limited there without this degree. So maybe down the road, there'll be some more opportunities, but nothing there changed immediately. I think that the two things that changed are professionally, my profile looks better if I were out looking for a job and I want to stay in technology. I think now my experience combined with the degree makes me a more well-rounded candidate for a prospective employer. So I think I'll likely be a more viable candidate on paper. Personally, is probably what changed. It was I did it. I can't believe I did it. And I enjoyed it. And gee, you know, I got a better GPA than I thought I was going to get. It's that personal satisfaction of having completed it and done it. And you just feel good about yourself.
Lisa, no reward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your confidence and your enthusiasm really comes through. And I have to tell you, it does wonders for me as a professional because I love what I do. I love working with graduate students that are looking to, you know, further their education and further their professional goals. And connecting with somebody like yourself who's done that it's great. And I'm so excited because I know your story is going to resonate with other students who have trepidation and fear about going back to school, and that you did it and you found it really enjoyable and worthwhile. And your confidence, I mean, I know this, you know, people are only going to be listening to this, but your confidence shines through. So thank you. Oh,
thank you. I say the other thing that I got from it was also just the sense of accomplishment from talking to people. When I tell people like, yeah, no, I just got my degree. And they're like, wait, you went back to school? You know, in some instances, in part because of COVID, people didn't even know I had gone back to school.
Yeah.
Or people I didn't see as often, or initially I didn't tell people that I was doing this because I was afraid of what would happen if I dropped out, if I didn't like it, if I failed. I didn't want people to think differently of me. And so being able to go and say like, no, I did it. That was the other thing, is to see people's faces when I was telling them like, yeah, no, I'm going back to school. Oh no, I finished school. Yeah, no, I really did. And seeing them also made me feel good.
That's great.
That is great. Congratulations, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you.
So do you have any other parting words or maybe advice for students who are thinking about this or anything else that you just want to make sure that you get to say or highlight?
I think my biggest parting advice would be give it a shot. You really don't have anything to lose. I was surprised at how easy it was to go through the process. I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it, and I was supported every step of the way. So even when I felt apprehensive about something, there was always somebody to check in with. There was always somebody who was making sure that I was being successful. And my professors didn't want me to fail. My classmates didn't want me to fail. My success coach didn't want me to fail, and I didn't want to fail. And once I realized that, it really did become a very manageable, very possible thing to accomplish. So I think do it. give it a shot and try. And I think the other piece that I would tell people is engage and participate in the class, because I would see there was a mix of people. Some people never said anything. Some people participated constantly. I think I was more one of those constant people. And I think that it probably annoyed some of my classmates to no end, who wanted me to just be quiet so we could get off the call. But I think that's part of why I got more out of it and enjoyed it so much. It was because I was engaged in those classes and because I was having those conversations and those dialogues.
So. Probably your classmates were not annoyed. They were probably glad that you were asking the questions that they were afraid to ask or weren't sure that that was the question that they needed. Right? So I'm sure that it made everyone get more out of it at the end of the day. Yes.
Absolutely agree. Yeah.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for doing this and for joining us today. And I hope that we can get you to campus sometime and maybe talk to our other students or, you know, just engage with us in some alumni activities in the future. So
I would love to do that. I'd say one of the very weird things about being a student and having graduated and is I've never set foot on campus.
Where do you live?
I live in Massachusetts. I'm down on the Massachusetts Rhode Island border. My office is in Andover. I've still never set foot on campus. So I do think that that's one of the things that would probably, I think would, separate from my experiences, is for students that are more local, finding some opportunity to kind of maybe get in to campus would potentially help give more of a feeling of belonging at Merrimack and a more of a feeling of I'm a Merrimack alumni and I want to follow the Merrimack, you know, sports teams and that piece. So that does feel a little bit different from my undergrad experience to here.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I wasn't on campus and I've never set foot on campus.
But you could.
And I could, yes.
If you ever come to your job, we're down the street. And
I know that's what
so. See you.
So yeah, so at some point I do need to get to campus, and I'd love to do that. So thank you.
Yeah, let us know. We'll take you to lunch.
Yeah, please.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect. Yeah, I got to see Jeff though too. I'd have to walk. Oh, I'd have to see Jeff.
We would include Jeff.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
So. Thank you so much, everybody. And go back to school, do it, have fun. And I may contact you about auditing those programs too, those other classes. And
if
you need anything else or have additional questions that you want to run by me for the final, just give me a call.
Awesome.
Great.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Great. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You listen to Grad Chat with Jeannie Zillox, Liana Caffrey, and Kara Haas. Join us every week. Have a great rest of your day. This podcast is brought to you by Merrimack's Graduate Admission and our hosts, Jeannie Zillox, Liana Caffrey, and our editor-producer, Kara Haas. Thank you for listening.